I thought we were pretty good. Obviously, you know, we had to change the shape after Saturday's game, and we spoke after. It was too easy for the opposition to just walk through us, so you have to excuse me, I'm out of breath. Terrible.
Don't worry about it.
So obviously we go five across and playing a Premier League side here. Now if we go four again, you think they're going to rip us open, and well, I thought we were pretty good. A lot of things that we asked for, we got. And now we have to have it every week.
The solidity of the team looked a lot better, didn't it, tonight? But in terms of the attitude and the application and,
yeah,
and the character
fantastic.
And spirit.
It's fantastic. They're playing against top players. And sometimes you don't see the ball for a long time and you just have to stay focused. And probably the only time we switched off in the first half, they score. But the good thing was we responded really well. And, yeah, no one likes to lose, but that's the way, if you're going to lose, is to come and have a go. And I thought we were excellent the whole night.
What did you think to your equaliser from Mark Duffy?
Great goal. Great goal. And he's got it in his locker. He really has off both feet. And hopefully, you know, we'll see more of that because he can. Every now and again, he might take an extra touch when, you know, he can do that. It was a great goal. And just great time to get back into the game. So they go 1-0 and you think, here we go, the crowd are up. Then we go and score more or less straight away and quiet as a crowd. And to go in 1-1, I thought it was quite an even game, really.
What were your feelings on the penalty that won the game for Norwich? Was it a penalty in your view?
It's a penalty because the referee gives it, but usually you just look at everybody's reaction and no one reacted. None of their players were screaming penalty. And, you know, he's give it. He said from the angle he's give it. It looks like a pen, so, you know, there's nothing we can do about it. But even then, I thought we reacted really well and tried to push to get the equaliser and nearly got it, but it wasn't to be. But the good thing was the performance was there tonight and a whole lot better.
The man who nearly got the equaliser was David Prutton, who you brought in today.
Yeah.
Tell us how that one came about.
Well, we've been trying since might be Saturday morning or something like that, that we'd, well, I'm lying. It's Sunday after the game. We look at the game and think we need some more strength and some more experience in there to help what we've got. And Prutz was available. We knew he was, and then we've been trying to do the deal since. And it didn't happen till I think it was 3 o'clock this afternoon. So he couldn't start. He's been with us. He came up with us yesterday, and we were trying to do it, and it wasn't getting done. It looked like it wasn't going to get done. And then at 3 o'clock, we managed to do it.
Right, OK. But overall, what do you feel is the biggest thing that you've learnt from tonight, or what your players have learnt more importantly from tonight, and what they can take forward?
I think it's just that, you know, you have to compete every week, irrelevant of the opposition, that if you have a togetherness and a work ethic, you know, it goes a long way, that. And then after that, the ability comes out. But the first things you have to do is really want to stop the opposition from playing. And, you know, sometimes you can't tackle, but you do it by being organised. And I thought we were tonight. And I thought we was a threat whenever we picked up the ball. We had a lot of possession as well. And the most important thing is I thought we gave a good account of ourselves after a poor result of the weekend. It was so important to come and have a performance that you go, OK, that's how we move forward. If we play like that, we will do.
Is it something that you might carry forward then to Saturday, going five across midfield? Is it giving you food for thought?
All the time. And, you know, you can't just play one formation. You have to adapt. And Hartlepool will be a far different opposition to what we've played tonight. So, you know, we'll look at Hartlepool and then pick a formation and a team to play against them.
Any new bodies in for the weekend, other than the one that you've just got in?
I'm not sure. We are trying.
Right.
We are trying. I want someone up front, really.
Yeah,
I want someone up front.
On the subject of which, we've had a listener tweet us asking us about Alan Lee.
Yeah.
Is that a possibility?
No, it's not. We made an inquiry, but yeah, it wasn't to be.
Okay, are you any closer on that front?
We may be tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, we may be tomorrow, hopefully.
Can you give us any more details?
Not really. Not really. And there's no point, is there? Until we're saying yes. No, but it's a striker. Yeah, we're looking at a striker. We think we needed some strength central mid, so we signed Prutz and some experience, you know, until Damo comes back. And now we think we probably need something at the top end of the pitch. But I've got to say, they're expensive and few and far between. So, you know, it's taking some searching that.